Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and this is a special episode of sorts. I went over to the Sputnik Press Space, which is located in the West Loop, West Town, whatever, area of Chicago, for their monthly drink and draw session, and it was a great time, and I interviewed some people, some organizers, some random devotees of sorts, and that's what this episode is. Between each interview, I intercut Daniel Knox's music, because if you ever listen to the show, you know I'm a very, very big fan of Daniel Knox, and you should be too. So before we start, let me just give you some basic facts about Sputnik. It's this great print collective, just got non-for-profit status, or not-for-profit. I never understand that. I don't think I'll ever understand the difference between non-profit and not-for-profit. I'm sure it's like a very simple thing, but that if someone sat me down and I actually listened, I would understand. I don't think that's going to happen. Anyways, they just got one of those things. It's been around for a handful of years. It's in the West Loop, like I said. It's at 1821 West Hubbard, Suite 308. And the reason why I'm telling you that is they are open for the public. They do classes. You can be a member. It's this amazing space. It's the actual space is adorned with works made by all the artists that take and teach classes there, and the night I was there, in the early evening, the sunlight was streaming through the windows, and it made light bulbs unnecessary. It was just so perfect and ideal, and it was great. The theme that night was the mystical, so on the tables were a stuffed coyote, there were just feathers and antlers and children's books about minotaurs and unicorns, and there was like taxidermied cats, and it was very odd in a very nice way. If you are new to Chicago, if you don't know what you want to be doing in this city, this is the exact type of event you should go to, because not everyone there was an artist. Every single person there was extremely nice, and I sound like a hippie, and I'm sorry, but I highly recommend it. And before I ruin this and turn you off to this off of this wonderful event, I'll just start the episode. Thanks to everyone at Sputnik. They're going to have their anniversary this upcoming June. Drink and draw the first Wednesday of every month. And without further ado, here is what happened that evening. Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm outside of Sputnik Press with
Megan Claywitter.
And Megan's been on the show before, and Megan invited me to come to Drink and Draw, which is a monthly event.
It is a monthly event, the first Wednesday of every month.
And I've never been here before, and it's very nice. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. We're really happy to have you.
Okay, so what is Drink and Draw?
Drink and Draw is you come every month. We have a theme, and this month is imaginary creatures, and then we try to have a drink that sort of goes along with that theme. This month is Tiger's Milk, which is some sugary, milky, brandy-y concoction.
I don't know. It seems very sweet. I haven't tried it yet. Is it sweet?
It's sweet and delicious.
Good, good, good. What's the point of Drink and Draw? Is it to become a better artist and to work on your craft, or is it to meet new people, or is it to get drunk? Or all three?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay. When did you start coming to this?
I started coming to this I was here at our very first one. I was kind of around for the conception of it, and I've come every now and then when I can, and it's a lot of fun. It's kind of, it's been really good for attracting new people, and a lot of people who wouldn't normally come to Sputnik because they're probably a little intimidated by the idea of having to be an artist or having to be a screen printer. And what's cool about Drink and Draw is it's literally just sitting around, bullshitting, drawing, and drinking, and having a really good time and getting to know people.
And it's in a beautiful setting. It's in this weird sort of industrial area of West Town, Ukrainian Village. Where are we, actually?
I think this is still technically West Town. It's sort of bordering, like, just north of, what would you call it, West Loop? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why I mention it is because people should come here. There is a parking lot for those of you from the suburbs that you need to try. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful space. It's not intimidating whatsoever like most of the places in the West Loop, and it's relatively easy to find. Sputnik Press mostly does screen printing stuff, though, correct?
Well, we actually have every possible printmaking medium available.
Okay, so it's printmaking.
Yeah, it's printmaking. I think a lot of people know screen printing, and we do have a lot of screen printing classes, and a lot of people here do screen printing, but we also have etching and lithography and woodblock and whatever your heart may desire.
Okay, so this is not the norm. What you get, you don't just usually sketch here. You're usually printing stuff here. Does this make you a better printmaker?
I think this particular event isn't necessarily designed to make you a better printmaker. I think if printmakers end up coming or artists end up coming, and, you know, you never know what's going to come out of just sitting around and bullshitting.
Have you met anyone that you still talk to from these events?
We get a lot of people who come regularly, so it's good to see them every time. I see the same people come back again and again, and then it's just kind of one of those things, like the city is, where you keep running into people and you're like, hey, what's up? I saw you at Drink and Draw.
It's very, very nice. What is your favorite part of this event? Or
Or this monthly event.
This monthly
Not
event?
Not necessarily tonight, in general.
In general, I mean, it's kind of the same drinking and drawing. Not to be too obvious with that,
That's
but...
That's completely fine. Tonight, there's a stuffed cat, there's a taxidermy cat, there's a taxidermy wolf, mm-hmm. there are teeth of animals, there are hooves,
vertebrae.
And stuff like that. But it's not creepy. In
no.
a good way. Is there usually dead animals on the table?
No, we don't always have dead animals. Sometimes it's just pictures. This is the particular theme, I think I said, was imaginary
yes.
creatures. So we have a very generous person who helped us and has given us all of these weird dead animals. I don't know what that says about the type of person who has dead animals around their house.
Well, they're well-kept dead animals. They're not
they
dusty
are.
And creepy. It's not like a Norman Bates dead animal
right.
thing. So it's nice. I completely forgot my train of thought, and I blame this wine that I'm drinking.
It's true.
It's not. I'm not used to drawing, and I'm not going to draw tonight. Hell no. I was thinking, like, oh, maybe I should do this, and then I walked around, there's like 20 people up there. Every single one of them is good, or they're better than me, is what I should say. They're not necessarily good, and I'm not knocking them. It's very nice to see this. They're all good-looking people, too. You don't get a lot of uggos here, do you? Answer that question.
No, we don't. We actually have a policy, no uggos.
No uggos allowed. All right.
That's not true.
Well, most podcast listeners, I'm an uggo. It's totally fine. All right, let's go back upstairs. I'm going to talk to you at the end of the night, and you tell me how it went. So it's like 8 o'clock. There's another hour and a half of this, and
yeah.
we'll see how it goes. Is there anything you're looking forward to?
Just more drawing, more invention of strange things and
All right.
talking.
More invention of strange things. That's a very, that should be one of the more invention of strange things. That's a very, I've been drinking. Okay, so now I'm in the hallway outside of Spenek Press, and I am with...
Eric Swedland.
And Eric, have you come to this event before?
I've been here once before.
And you said earlier that you're not a drawer.
No, not much of one.
So how did you get roped into these events?
Well, the first time I came, the theme was Tattoo Flash.
Okay.
And though I don't draw, I do like to letter.
Oh, okay.
So I was intrigued by that one and came to, you know, do a bunch of tattoo lettering and make cool stuff.
Do you have tattoos?
I do have a tattoo.
How many tattoos do you have?
One tattoo.
May I ask what it is or what it says?
Certainly. It's a spider.
Okay.
It's from a comic book called Transmetropolitan.
Is Transmetropolitan more of a serious adult type of comic? Is it like a Spider-Man type of comic?
It's a serious adult kind of comic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to get more tattoos?
I do want to get more tattoos.
But you don't want to draw?
No, I don't want to draw.
Do you see the correlation between drawing and lettering?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarity there, but the drawing seems so freehand, whereas if you're working with letters, there's a basic underlying shape that I feel more comfortable with.
How did you get involved in that, or interested in lettering?
From comic books.
Okay, you don't got to tell me your age. When did you start reading comic books?
I started reading comic books, at 10.
Okay. What did you read at 10, and do you still read those now?
I started with Archie.
Oh, really?
And I still read Archie comics, yes.
Do you really? That's very surprising, because I started with X-Men and Daredevil. I still occasionally read Daredevil and X-Men. Never interested in Archie. It's probably because my last name is Weatherby.
Oh.
It's very awkward. Have you seen Chasing Amy?
Yes.
There's that scene, it's about 10 minutes into the film, where Jason Lee goes, Archie is not fucking Mr. Weatherby. And I had no idea what that reference was about. So I had to watch it on subtitles and like, oh, it's spelled differently. It's somewhat okay. Do you think that's weird, and do you find it weird that I'm talking to you in a hallway and I'm drawing my third glass of wine, so none of this makes any sense?
Mr. Weatherby was very fat.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
No,
thanks.
Much fatter than you.
Oh, thanks. He's a lot older, and he's an established man with a business, too. So don't knock Mr. Weatherby. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
So you still read Archie comics. What else are you interested in terms of comics?
In terms of comics, Warren Ellis writes Transmetropolitan. I love his stuff. I love a lot of independent stuff. The Scott Pilgrim movie's coming out really soon. I'm very excited to see that.
Okay. Why did you come tonight to drink and draw?
I came to hang out with friends who I knew.
Okay.
Here.
Is it a comfortable atmosphere in there?
Oh, it's so comfortable, yeah.
Would you come back more?
Oh, certainly.
Would you come back more? Jesus, would you come back is the question. I don't
yeah.
need to add the more. The prepositions
and I come to Sputnik a lot, too, outside of just drinking.
Okay.
So I'm already comfortable here because I do screen printing.
Okay, what kind of screen printing do you do?
It's very graphic stuff, but I do gig posters.
What is a poster that you're proud of?
I did a poster of Burlesque star Michelle L'Amour.
Oh, Michelle L'Amour, the ass that goes pow.
That is right. Yeah. She's the ass that goes pow.
It's okay for me to say that because she says that. I'm not just saying that.
She's got a million friggin' taglines.
Yeah. Are you into burlesque?
Very into burlesque.
Is there a correlation between the burlesque community and the graphic novelist community and this like screen printing community? Is it all under the same umbrella?
I think it is very much. Particularly, this drink and draw is a lot like another event called Dr. Sketchy's.
Okay. Where's Dr. Sketchy's?
Dr. Sketchy's Chicago is held at Michelle L'Amour's dance studio.
Oh, that's neat.
And people come and they drink and they draw a burlesque model who is posing for them. It's a life modeling session with a scantily clad lovely lady.
Okay, and that's totally different than this.
It is a bit different than this. This is like a family. It's like a friendly atmosphere, coming and hanging out with your friends and stuff. Where Dr. Sketchy's is both sexy and silly, in that they do goofy prizes. And,
oh, okay.
It's more like a big event, and there's a burlesque performance in the middle of it. And from time to time, I'm the host.
Oh, you have a great gig. We should talk more about that later. So you're going to go back in there tonight. What do you hope happens? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to have some more of that tiger milk.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a damn good time.
I wince and I wonder, I cringe and I pout. I'm heart sick, but the doctor is out.
All right, so I'm back outside of the drink and draw, and I'm standing in another hallway with...
Robin Russo
and Jenny Harned.
Okay, Jenny and Robin, have you been to this event before?
No.
Okay, what brought you tonight?
I picked up a flyer at Renegade Handmade on Division Street.
Okay.
And I thought it sounded pretty cool, and it was a very well-printed flyer.
Mm, yeah, it really was.
Very impressive.
It looks good. Yeah, it looks like fun. And it was casual, so, you know, friends and, I don't know, hanging out and just drawing, and I don't know, it sounded nice.
Are either of you artists?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so the woman that said yes is Renee.
No, Robin.
Is Robin. I've been drinking. I am so sorry, Robin. Okay, so Robin. Jesus, I'm sorry. Robin, what kind of artist are you?
I just got my master's from the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Oh, you're talented. Good for you. What was it?
I came in under sculpture.
Oh my, that exists? That's insane!
Drawing.
That is so great! What do your parents think of that? No, that's too personal. You don't have to answer that.
Okay,
so you're one of the few people that were, like, actually saw a flyer and came to an event. That's so great. Would you come back to this event?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Even if someone like me was outside in the hallway telling you that you're talented and way too drunk to be doing this?
Yes, I think
more so.
Okay, more so. What is this? What you thought it would be like? Is it different? What did you think was going to happen?
I wasn't sure. This seems about right. I mean, it's a print studio. I knew that.
It's a print studio. Right now, there's about 30 to 40 people in there.
There's a lot of people in there. Yeah. I think there's more people than I expected, and I was a little nervous if it would be a tight knit group of people, but
it doesn't seem to be, in a good way.
No.
Yeah,
really
no.
Nice.
I was expecting something this size, and actually, when we came in earlier, it was really chill, and there was like 10 people, and they were really quiet, and there was no space for us at the tables.
Yeah.
So we had to go sit back in the back by ourselves, but there's beautiful light back there, and I kind of was glad.
It is gorgeous, and you're also sitting at the wolf table.
They brought us the stuffed coyote.
And is it coyote?
It is.
I'm not good with nature.
Well, no, it's okay. I don't think I would have. That wouldn't have been my first guess either.
I don't think it can be whatever you want it to be.
It's an imaginary creature now.
That's true, but that's literally a dead thing
that's
on the
true,
table.
That's true.
That's not a human child. To my knowledge, that's there could have been, the coyote could have ate one.
Oh,
yeah,
probably.
He could have.
Sure,
that would have ran through him.
I think I've got my next drawing idea.
There you go.
I think we're there.
What do you expect? What do you want to happen in the next hour? We got like an hour left, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I wasn't even paying attention.
That's good. You lost track of time. That's a good sign.
I know. I didn't really go. Yeah, I just didn't really go in caring at all.
That's better. That's so
yeah,
much
so
better.
I'm not paying attention.
Oh,
to
we're totally different people. You have much happier lives than me. That's so great.
No, perhaps we have less happier lives than you, and that's why we're not paying attention to anything.
Either way, I gotta start doing that. All right. Thank you so much for doing this. Is there anything you want to plug? Why not? You got anything to plug?
No.
Why not plug stuff? No. No.
Oh my God. No. Are you kidding me?
No,
we need to save public education and CPS. Okay.
Okay, so how are we gonna do that?
We need to figure out. I mean, like. Is education really an expense
yes.
for our country?
Yes.
Really? It's
oh,
just
yes.
A I mean, it's just
totally
like another bill to be paid.
I don't.
Paid.
No child should be kept up. All child left behind.
Oh, no, you're right. I don't think it. No, I'm not saying it.
And on that,
that's not it.
All right, we'll cut it here.
I told you your eyes look like the stars, but people say stupid things in Mars.
I'm in the hallway yet again, and I'm standing with...
Michelle.
Michelle, you're part of Sputnik Press.
I am.
So you're one of the organizers.
I am.
Did you start Drink and Draw?
No, I took over for Angie because she is part of the Chicago Printmakers Guild.
Okay. So. What do you like about Drink and Draw?
I run it, so it's awesome.
If you didn't own that shit, would you show up every month?
Yeah, because every time I'm here, there's somebody saying that they don't get out to draw enough, and they don't. Mm-hmm. There's always artists that are like, man, I can't think of the last time I just like sat down with a sketchbook and hung out and made art fun again. And that's, I mean, you know, I think we spend a lot of time. We were just talking about being a working artist, and I think we spend a lot of time trying to make money. And, hey, Brian, I think... it's good to, like, get back to, like, oh, right, this is what we're supposed to be doing for fun. If the money comes, it comes, and that's a big bonus. But first and foremost, we're artists because it's fun. So,
if you weren't associated with Sputnik Press, if you didn't work with Sputnik Press, would you be drawing and sketching as much as you should be?
No, and I still don't draw and sketch as much as I should be, to be honest.
Why not?
You know, the rigmarole of life, but... It's messed up because I went to school for illustration. Like, I should be illustrating all the time.
How often do you illustrate?
Why are you putting me on a spot like this?
Because that's the point of an interview. That's what we do. We go back.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't draw as much. I definitely should more, but it's, you know, I volunteer a lot of my time doing, I also really like working with people and doing things with people. I've been doing a lot of installation interactive stuff lately.
Okay.
And I'm starting to realize that that's what I like more than illustration.
When you're doing the kind of thing. When you're working with other people, do you tend to find that like a week later, 2 weeks later, you're using what you just saw with them, you're taking their techniques and learning from them, or are you just guiding people?
Yeah, no, I think that not at Drink and Draw. But,
not at Drink and Draw.
So I'm biting people's stuff all over the place at Drink and Draw.
Yeah.
So. No, it's a lot of people. You know, I think there's illustrators that, and there's drawers, there's draftsmen that get off on like landscapes and things and animals and still life and things like that, but I think my inspiration comes from working with people, and I think that's what makes it more difficult. I really love, I mean, if I will sit and draw, I'll probably sit and draw a person.
Okay.
I'll probably do figurative drawing.
Is that why you became an illustrator?
I became an illustrator because I wanted to make art that was easily accessible, and that's probably why I became a printmaker, is because that's also a media that is you can mass produce it. Mm-hmm. In a way, and it's affordable to the masses, and it's also why I do interactive, and we're, you know, I'm starting to learn that a lot of my work has like a social consciousness drive behind it, and so I finally spent 10 years figuring it out, and it's finally kind of coming together in a way that, like, I'm realizing what I like to do as an artist a little bit more.
Was that just a process over time?
Okay. A lot of time. A lot of working for free and a lot of doing, you know, poking around blindly and latching on to projects in Chicago. And
was it good that you worked for free?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would be great to work for money.
Oh, of course, yes.
You know, I mean, I did, like, teaching and set design and dance, and I kind of latched on to everything that was coming at me and putting visual art into those different pockets of, you know, learning about what I like to do. And so from that, stew has come sort of where I'm at now, and I think it's, I mean, that's going to keep going until I die. Like, it's going to be kind of this continuous process of, like, you know, donating, taking a lot of blind turns, mm-hmm. and seeing what happens in the end and seeing where it takes me. And so I think that's how I ended up at Sputnik. That's how I ended up doing a lot of interactive and installation work. That's how I ended up. I don't do so much just illustration now. You know, that
do you
was,
wish you did?
Very, it's a very direct career path that you have to be like, I'm going to be an illustrator and I'm going to do everything I can to be an illustrator. And I think the thing that pinned me down the most and kept me away from it was that you have to have a very set style. That what happens at the end of the day is somebody goes, you know, I want illustration that looks like this. And then they flip through a giant book of people and they go, ah, that person has the style that I like. And
it's so like picking out a font or something.
Yes, exactly. And so I don't know that that's the kind of artist I am. So my life has taken a turn. I mean, illustration is,
you make it sound like now you have like 4 kids and a huge drug problem. No, it's a good thing.
No, that's art. It is 4 kids and a huge drug problem. That's making art.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You know, but you gotta embrace it.
Okay.
So.
What do you like about Sputnik Press? What initially drew you here, and why are you still part of this?
I am a huge supporter of this space because...
But why? There are lots of spaces in the
city. There's a lot of reasons why. Oh, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Settle down.
No, you're one of the few people that know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I found Sputnik when it was in Angie's house. So Angie's the woman that runs the show, is the driving force and everything behind Sputnik, and she's done a lot getting the space to where it is today, and I give her 100% credit. So that's my shout out to Angie. But she was running it out of her house with Megan, and I met them a year and a half ago, and I hadn't done printmaking since I graduated school, because the resources are really hard to find. You have to have a press, you have to have a dark room.
Yeah,
at the very least, I mean, your average person has to really, really want to do it and put the time in to make it happen. And there's a lot of excuses you can come up with to not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and other presses are really expensive around town,
mm-hmm.
and the resources aren't, as good. And it was a communal feeling. It was sort of like a good, it doesn't sound weird, but good female energy to it.
Are all the heads of Sputnik female?
Oh, the head of Sputnik is Angie.
Yeah, no, I mean, but everyone else that's here.
No, I mean, there are a lot of people involved that aren't.
Okay.
But when it started, it was Megan and Angie's home
that
it was out of. And so, naturally, there was also a lot of other women artists that were working there. And it seemed very much like a place that was a place to make art. It existed because this resource was needed. And it wasn't about, being a famous space in Chicago or being a money-making space in Chicago. It was about, these resources are needed and we're going to put them in our home because we want to use them. we want to make prints, and so how are we going to do that? We'll have to just make our own space.
It seems to have started with the best of intentions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so that's it's an affordable space. It's an embracing sort of feeling. It's Angie's very open to, ideas and changes to, how the space is run. It's a very young, green space.
Okay.
And I think that's the best kind of place to be involved in.
What do you hope happens with Sputnik, and what do you hope happens with Drink and Draw?
What I hope happens with Sputnik is that it grows into a bigger space, which I think it's already
physically a bigger space.
Physically, yeah.
Because the people that weren't here, the one that started, it was supposed to start at 7, there was about 10 people, now there's about 50. That room...
50 is a little exaggeration.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in and out. There's a lot of people
Well, they heard this podcast.
Exactly.
And they were oh, shit.
I would never take any compliments. So, no. It seems like you actually do need a physical bigger space in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, not just for Drink and Draw, but also, we have a paper... we have a guillotine now. We have a giant paper clean dryer. And these are all things that a real space needs.
Okay.
And so, we're kind of... Our equipment is just outgrowing the space. And so... I'm hoping that physically it grows into a space where you can have a class simultaneously while people are here for a workshop.
Okay.
Here for independent printing.
So people could just come here and print.
There's open studios twice a week or three times a week. There's open studios Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. There's classes. There's key holders, which are people that pay a certain amount a month, so that they can come and go as they please.
Yeah.
Which is usually people that have a very flexible schedule and are working on very serious projects.
Yeah.
There's a residency program. So we haven't. We've had the blessed sort of. Perfect balance of people coming in and leaving at the same. It hasn't been ever so crowded that it's impossible to win. But my hope for the space is that it gets so popular and useful to people that in the print community in Chicago that leaving school. There's a lot of our schools here. I don't want somebody to have the same experience I had where you stop doing printmaking for 8 years, 9 years because you can't find the resources. It's a special media that not everybody works in, and so. I'm hoping we grow into a big space with lots of collective members.
I totally understand.
And I'm hoping that Angie gets paid for all of her work. She comes across some good stipends and grants.
You usually don't hear this much love from every single person I've talked to about the boss.
That's
a good thing.
I mean, we can't even call her the boss because she's not paid for what she does.
Yeah.
She works three jobs. I did her role for a month when she was in Rhode Island for her residency. And I would never want to run a space and work however many jobs she works and do all the stuff that she does. That's a lot of love right there.
Okay, so what about your art? Specifically you. What do you hope happens? What do you want to? What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Not what you want to be, like what people will think of you, but what do you?
For the first time in my life, I have a 5-year plan. So
let's get to the end of that plan.
I'm moving back to New Orleans after being here for 10 years. I think I'm going to open a adult sex toy shop, like a sex positive space, that I can use all the things I've done the last 10 years in Chicago to put towards, like event planning and education, retail, graphic design. Like everything I've done for the past 10 years is going to kind of culminate into this space. But I want to keep making art, and I think I want to make art in this mid-sized city, because what I learned in Chicago, I can bring back there, that it's a city that needs something.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
There's like, you know, a lot of people stayed after Katrina, a lot of like young volunteers from different parts of the country. And so it has this new art life breathed into it.
New scene.
And it wasn't happening before. Like, I left there to go to school because I didn't want to paint bayous and blue dogs. And now I can go back and, like, make cool art and put together dance and, like, like have multi, you know, interdisciplinary evenings and stuff. So I'm hoping to go back and take all the organization skills and people skills that I've learned here, how to work with artists, and take it there and kind of breathe life into that scene. So that's the 5-year plan. And keep making my work, and you know, who knows? Who knows what happens when you make it? I'm just gonna keep making it, and we'll see what happens.
You're gonna do something good.
I hope so.
You're so positive and confident. You know, it's not the norm for most artist types, right?
I know.
Okay, this is totally different.
Artists aren't very outgoing.
No.
They're kind of weird.
You know exactly what you want. You know how to do it.
A long time.
Well, still. Keep it up. You should be teaching a lot of like freshman, sophomore year art school classes.
Oh God, don't put me in the teacher. Don't make me.
Why? You can do it.
Don't lash me down to being a teacher.
There's nothing wrong with being a teacher.
Oh, I know, but you know they're not gonna. The tenureships are out of, you know.
Oh yeah.
Out of the question at this point.
So what? You can yell at the kids. The kids need you.
Well, that's why I'm opening this. I'm gonna open this space, and it's gonna. You know, it's not gonna. It's. I'm gonna have a place to do my art separate.
Okay.
And this is the space that like I can do workshops in, and they might be, you know, sex workshops, but sometimes they're going to be like silkscreen workshops, and they're going to be like how to use Photoshop workshops, and you know, I love teaching. It's not
crazy at all. To me, this all goes hand in hand. It makes complete sense why you would want to incorporate all of these together. And in New Orleans, it seems like a great place to do it.
Yeah, there's not a place like that. There's like 4 or 5 different places here that have that sort of toy gallery vibe, and they're all everything down there. Like you walk in, they, like your shoes stick to the floor, and it's like real skeezy and kind of like nobody wants to go in there and be comfortable buying.
I'm assuming there's probably no female-run sex shops either in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, so. Not that I know of.
Yeah,
not
so
that I know of.
Fill that void, please.
Yes, I'm not opening it in the courts. Could be by all the spas and boutique clothing places.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm going to have dainty ladies coming in asking me about vibrators. I'm very excited.
We should talk later about vibrators and dainty ladies. I got a lot of ideas for you. All right, we're going to go back in and drink.
Cool.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Fran.
I am back in the hallway standing with...
Ernest.
Okay, Ernest. How many times have you come to Drink and Draw? Keep in mind, this is my 4th cup of wine, literally a plastic cup. This is not going to go well.
I think we started coming in October.
Okay.
So however many months that is.
What initially brought you here in October? Do you remember?
Mainly the booze.
Mainly the booze. That's very nice. Okay. Besides booze, what brings you back? Or is it just the booze?
Oh, no. It's not just the booze. You know, the people... and the drawing, of course.
Are you an artist?
Yeah, sure.
What kind of art do you do?
Multimedia.
Multimedia. What does that entail?
Everything. Video, film, you know, drawing stuff.
If I gave you a genius grant,
yes.
What would you do tomorrow? Okay, not tomorrow, but what would you do for the next year? What would you work on?
Geez, that's a good question.
I'm full of them, sir.
Yeah, a lot of things, actually. We're working on a comic book. That's one of the reasons I come here, to hang out with my comic booking buddies, you know. But yeah, I'd probably get that nicely done,
What drew you to comic books?
I don't know. I mean, who doesn't like comic books?
Jocks.
Yeah.
Everything is still high school, man. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
Well, yeah, high school, I think. Totally teenage angst. And
yeah, everything. I loved X-Men Daredevil. This is the second time I'm talking about this. Sorry, I'll stop the listener. I loved comic books until high school, and then I didn't start reading until the end of high school.
Uh-huh.
I think it was unconsciously, just or subconscious, whatever. I didn't realize it. Did you read comics throughout high school?
A good part of high school I did, yes.
And you still read them?
Yeah.
What are some of the books you like?
I really like Grant Morrison's work, so anything he puts out, I try to read.
Okay.
So, you know, The Filth and stuff. I'm not really up on, I don't really have the money right now to buy a bunch of comic books, so I'm not really sure what's hip and cool right now. But.
You're very popular.
Yeah, I am, sorry.
How do you feel about having a ringtone that's 8 years old?
I like it.
Okay. Why do you come back if you're a comic book artist, if you're a multimedia artist? What does this actually do for your art?
It's more of a social event, I think. The practice is nice, but...
Are artists, for the most part, insular people that don't really go in circles? Like, okay, bands. Bands are artists, in a way. There's four musicians, and then they're going to play a show, and there's probably two other bands, so there's 12 guys all hanging out and drinking.
Yes.
Artists not really like that. Am I right or wrong? How do you meet people?
No, there's definitely a lot of drinking, I think, on the artist scene. Yeah.
Not necessarily tonight, but in general, there is a lot of drinking.
Oh, I mean, not maybe while they're hanging out. When we go home, we drink a lot.
Besides alcohol, what fuels your art? Why do you want to do this?
Oh, world peace.
Are you being a bullshitter? Because I think you're being a bullshitter.
I'm not. I'm totally serious.
How? Give me one example of how that works.
Well, you know, art, it's all about inspiring people to do good things and, you know, sort of like continue this whole human experience.
Are you a hippie? Because you don't look like one.
No, I'm not a hippie.
Okay. Do these questions make you feel uncomfortable, or you know I'm full of shit, so it's okay?
No, but I'm not a hippie.
Okay. Will you be coming back to Drink and Draw? Will you be coming back to Spider-Man?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Have you ever screen printed before?
No, but I really should learn.
Why do you want... Do you feel like you should learn, or do you want to learn?
Both, yeah.
Why?
It's a really economical way to make big pieces of work, I think.
What are some of the works that you've done that you're proud of?
Well,
or are you proud of anything yet? No, I think it's a fair question.
Yeah, that is a really good question. I made a couple of movies I like.
Okay, well, name one of them so people could, like, watch that.
Okay.
Let's plug stuff.
Yeah, The Rumor of Outer Space is one of my favorites.
That's a good name for a Coheed and Cambria album, too. The Rumor of Outer Space.
Yeah.
That's good. What's it about?
It's about this guy who thinks he's an astronaut and he's on Mars and maybe, I mean, there's no really solid, you know, plot structure, but maybe he's crazy. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? But
is it a short film or a long film?
It's a short film.
Okay, how long is it short?
I think it's about 23 minutes.
That's a good film. That's good. Have you done festivals and anything like that?
Yeah, actually, nobody likes any of my experimental work. The only thing that I've ever gotten to festivals, I used to be a documentary filmmaker.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
My big hit is called Welcome to Corporate America.
Okay.
It's about...
You made a face like you're not happy with that film.
No, I like it. I mean, I made it back in 03, 02, something
How
like that.
How old are you, if it's okay to ask?
I'm old, 53.
You look great.
Yeah, I know. I try to take care of myself.
The beauty of audio. So you really are like a master of all trades.
I wouldn't call myself a master, trades. But I definitely try. I'm a trier.
You're very inspiring. Why are you so positive?
Am I? I'm actually very...
I think you beat yourself up once this whole interview.
I'm a really depressing person. I mean,
oh, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, once I get home, it's just all tears. And I listen to The Cure constantly, Joy Division.
I like The Cure. I've been listening to a lot of The Cure. I'm not even sad. You girls, you can walk this way. It's totally fine. We're talking about The Cure right now. That's the thing about doing interviews in a hallway. They come out very real. Real audio. That's what this show is about.
This is so real right now.
They're going to the ladies' room. I think a lady is in the ladies' room, ladies. All right. Let's plug one thing of yours before we go. You're going to come back to Drink and Draw. You like Drink and Draw.
Yeah,
you like Sputnik Press.
Yes, yes.
It's great. Everyone should come. No joke. People should come. It's a really nice night. Now, how could people check your stuff out?
Okay. Well, me and my friends that are here, we've got a little comic book, a little organization, Elk Press.
Elk Press? E-L-K, New Word Press?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a blog. It's on WordPress.
Ooh, that's good. All the best are.
We've got a couple of... the things it's on, you know, we're working on, should come out pretty soon, an issue called Hipster Holocaust, which
Do you see the irony in that, sir?
No.
You don't use mirrors if you don't see the irony in a book called Hipster Holocaust.
I don't.
You're a well-dressed, nice man. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
You fucking hipster.
Thank you.
You are a hipster, though. Let's be honest.
No.
You're at Drink and Draw. I'm looking down at you. You're in shape. You're wearing a hip t-shirt. You look good. You're wearing black rimmed glasses. You got black hair. You got a little bit of beard, but not too much homeless beard. You're a hipster. You're the definition of a hipster. It's not a bad thing. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole. I embrace that whole. You look good. Don't knock yourself.
Yeah, I think you got some hipster qualities yourself.
Oh, I totally do. Yeah. I totally do. I'm just a little bit too overweight or, like, not fat. No, like, I'm way overweight or not. You know what I mean? I'm in that weird. I've been drinking too much. I'm not skinny enough. I got to lose 100 or gain 20, and then I'm a real hipster. And then it's on, baby. It's totally on.
I'm just glad you think I'm in shape.
You look great.
Really?
Yeah. I think what it is the black t-shirt underneath the colored plaid. I think that really helps. I'm not joking. If it was the other way around, it would look stupid. You would look dumb. Just fucking dumb. Like, kill yourself dumb. But what you did was you had a sensible jean on. You got some classic shoes. You can't go wrong with the three-stripe Adidas. Let's be honest here. You got a form-fitting black t-shirt because you're not an asshole. And even if it's like says a stupid thing on it, you're hiding it with a really nice shirt that you could have bought at a thrift store or Macy's. No one knows. You look good. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. On that note, Hipster Holocaust, Elk Press.
Yes.
Just Google Elk Press. It'll show up.
Yes. Yes, okay. It will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
I'm dragging my knuckles, my knees till they hurt. I'm wiping the blood on my shirt. I sing to the mirror alone. Pants at my ankles, an ass in my throne.
But now I'm back outside with
Megan Claywitter.
It's good, because you say your whole name. Not everyone said their whole name. How are you going to plug stuff if they don't know your whole name?
I mean, there's a lot of Megans in this world.
That's true.
We have to distinguish the Megans from the Megan Claywitters.
How many times have you gotten, like, that's a very German name?
Oh, no one says German, they just go, huh?
No one says German.
I mean, if I go Claywitter or whatever. But no, like, a lot of people don't go German. Mm.
Really?
I mean, if they see it written out, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. So, I don't know. Whatever.
You have an umlaut in your name, don't you?
No, it's not an umlaut. I've purposely put a macron.
What's a macron?
A macron is the symbol for a long A. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but now I've had it for so long, and people are friending me after I have the macron, that it looks really serious. But it's more like... It's a joke. It's saying Claywitter, because people go Clawitter or Claywater, and I'm like, not okay with that.
How do they get Claywater? There's no Y.
I mean, people add lots of syllables and letters into my last name. It's kind of straightforward, but that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, you see what you see,
and then say what you say.
Yeah. That sounds like a very hippie-ish thing to say. Second time in a row, all stuff's talking with the hippies. You don't know that. You weren't there. Okay,
what?
So. I know. How do you think tonight went?
I think tonight was spectacular.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there, way more than when we started. I didn't do a goddamn thing. When you guys started.
I mean, we started with like a decent amount.
It was a nice,
many more trickled in.
Yeah.
I didn't really count, but there were probably almost 30, which is great.
No, there was. I counted. There was more than 30, but people came and left.
Fabulous.
Yeah. I said 50, and Michelle's like, no, that's crazy. Listen, Michelle, you're wrong.
Michelle, she's always wrong. No, that's
Why
not
did
true.
You say, no, she is always wrong. She's a liar. How about that? No.
Michelle, you liar. I love you.
What's with all the fucking support here? I don't get that. Even when the jokes I make, everyone's so supportive. Why are you so supportive?
We love each other.
This wouldn't
work if we weren't supportive of each other. Like, this doesn't...
I'm not used to this environment.
The thing is, it's not like we have our own little studios that we go into and shut the door and go, fuck you all, and make art in our suits, whatever.
All right.
But no, we all, it's one space. We have to learn how to use it together. And when you're around in printmaking, that's part of what's awesome about printmaking, is that it's community. And whether or not you're making prints with people, there are people around, and that's what's awesome.
It's so weird. I'm not used to that.
It's okay. Maybe you should come make prints, and then you can figure it out.
No,
comfortable I'm with it.
I know how to screen print. I know how to do all that stuff. I'm not gonna come. Listen, I'm not.
Whatever.
I'm way too negative for this. I'll ruin this place.
We'll,
I apologize.
We'll ruin your negativity. We'll make you all happy and no one will even listen anymore. No,
27 years in, it ain't changing, lady. It's always been like this. It's gonna die like this. I know. I'm gonna hang out at home with my cat alone, and I'm fine with that. Okay. So you're happy with tonight?
I'm very happy with tonight.
Do you know what's next month or no?
Next month is Surrealist Games. So if you're familiar with, like, the Dadaist, etc., etc. We're going to do probably a little exquisite corpse where one person draws and then you pass it around and the next person adds to that drawing. So it ends up being this combination of however many people show up drawing.
That sounds very fascinating. When is that going to be?
That's the first Wednesday of the month? Yeah, I have no idea what it is, but the first Wednesday of June, which is also, you know, I don't know what date that is, but it might be right before or right after our actual 3rd-year anniversary party. And stay tuned for details on that one, because it's going to be awesome.
So it's Wednesday, June 2nd.
June 2nd, perfect. So then
3 days later.
3 days later, Saturday, June 5th is going to be somewhere TBD, our 3-year anniversary Spudnik party.
Okay, and it's open to, you don't have to be part of Spudnik Press.
You
to
do
come
not.
To this.
It is awesome. There's usually an auction and a dance party. So then the auction starts, the dance party's after, and it's always a hell of a lot of fun.
And it'll be a great chance for people that have never been part of Spudnik to come and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. You get to meet everyone, bring your friends. It's really awesome, and not to overuse that word, but it's just a lot of fun.
It is an awesome thing you guys are doing.
We have a lot of fun. It's a lot of, like, people show up to the anniversary parties that I've never, ever, ever seen here, and we love that. Absolutely.
Maybe
love
because
that.
You're drinking every Wednesday and you don't remember people. You're all drunks, but you're fun drunks.
We're a bunch of lushes.
Has anyone freaked out due to the drinking? Like, has anyone gone back on the wagon during drink and draw and just flipped tables or something?
I mean, not a lot of flipping tables, and I don't know about back on the wagon, because we don't usually get that deep in conversation, but, you know, like...
Within 5 minutes, I would know right away.
Are you on the wagon or off
Let's
the wagon?
Let's do this. No? Yes?
I need to know.
Yeah. You got plans.
I don't know. No, we aren't that crazy of drinkers. We only drink to facilitate the awesomeness.
Jesus Christ. You do need a new word at this point. All right, so let's plug your own stuff in addition to Spud. Like, where could people find your stuff?
People can find my stuff at meganclaywitter.com.
We'll link that in the description. So if you're listening to your iPod, go back to the You Meet Them Everybody site, and there'll be a description of all the links and stuff. You can find it there.
And I have an Etsy shop you can get to from my site or from Etsy at MeganEC.
That's nice. Etsy's a great thing.
I love it.
I've gotten many a gift due to Etsy.
It's awesome. T-shirts.
God, really?
I'm about to make some bags that are going to be fantastic.
Are they going to be awesome?
They're going to be fantastic. <Shut it. laughs>
All right. Thank you so much for doing this every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month. Thank you so much. Thanks to Spudnik Press, and have a wonderful evening.
Call me a fake. Call me a fool. Egg on my face, blood in my stool. There's nothing worse than waking up without knowing how you got there or how.